This goes to Dr. Wager. It's W-A-G-E-R. Fax 989-352-8451. Regarding Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Ward, W-A-R-D. Date of birth, August 10th of 1938. Dear Dr. Wager, this is a follow-up visit with Mrs. Ward with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and chronic anemia. Her last visit was January 9th of this year. Her biggest complaint is ongoing fatigue. She also knows that she is anemic, and she states she's had anemia for many years, and she's not sure about the etiology or actually what else could be done to treat that. She does not recall being evaluated by a hematologist, but she's never required blood transfusions, so possibly that was not indicated. The patient has had some severe left shoulder pain, and instead of taking one extra strength Excedrin daily, she started taking two daily. So she is getting increased aspirin of 500 milligram once a day, along with 500 milligram of Tylenol and 111 milligram of caffeine, and she takes that once daily in the morning. It does help her shoulder pain, but it doesn't completely eliminate it. She is going to be referred to an orthopedic surgeon for further evaluation of that pain. She has not had hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Her weight is down 6 pounds over the last 6 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She occasionally does have loose stools, but those have actually improved. She has minimal edema of the lower extremities and no urinary incontinence. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan, 75 milligram daily. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. Sometimes that's a source of loose stools in case they haven't completely resolved. And new is glipizide extended release, 2.5 milligram twice a day. And methyl sulfonyl methane is 100, it's M like Mary, S like Sam, M, just put those three initials, 1,000 milligram once daily. That would be for arthritis and inflammatory pain. Physical exam, weight is 144 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80, pulse is 80, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, no ascites, non-tender, and extremities, no edema today. No edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 22nd of 2023. Creatinine is slightly improved at 1.0. Estimated GFR is 56. Albumin is 4.1. Calcium is 10.3. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus, 3.4. Hemoglobin, usually in the 11 range, currently slightly lower of 10.9. White count, 10.8. And platelets are normal. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. No uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, improved control according to the patient. And 4, anemia of unknown etiology. The patient was given a new lab order, and with her next labs, we'll add retic count and iron studies. And also, I've recommended that she try to decrease the Excedrin to just one a day to limit the aspirin exposure. She will continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.